This is Becky Mitchell from the Holmes Theater, and today joining me, I have Maggie Olson, Evan Christie, and Nikki Caulfield, and you guys are part of this year's production, Shakespeare in the Park, correct?
Absolutely.
So tell us, Nikki, you're kind of the brains behind Shakespeare in the Park for our area anyway. Tell us a little bit about the production as in the whole Shakespeare in the Park idea.
Yeah, absolutely. The Banshell in Detroit Lakes is gorgeous, and it's a beautiful setting, and it was just screaming when I saw it, you know, came back, saw the renovated Banshell. I thought, oh my goodness, we've got to do outdoor Shakespeare here. So it got conceived on a bike ride around the lake, and I rode by it, and I went, this is going to happen. So, you know, we did. We started from a little bit of a rough start the first couple of years, but we have grown. This year's production is just absolutely fantastic. You know, in the 6 years now that we've been doing this, we've gone from what was a pretty amateur production the first couple of years to something that's really a nice, polished piece of theater now. So it's fun.
Great, great. And you have, I know that it's open auditions back in the audition times. We're past that, obviously, since the show's coming up next week. But how does one get involved in Shakespeare in the Park?
Basically, if you want to be in it, show up at auditions. Otherwise, if you want to do anything else, shoot me an email, stalk me on Facebook, however you want to find it. We do have a Facebook page, and that's probably the easiest way to also just keep track of what's going on, see rehearsal pictures, some short video clips from rehearsals, things like that. And that's facebook.com/DL Shakespeare. So if you can figure out how to spell Shakespeare, that's usually the key.
That's the first hurdle with any Shakespeare production, I think. And another hurdle, now this year, I personally have never heard of this Shakespeare production, so tell us a little bit about it.
Sure, we are doing Titus Andronicus. This is a show that really in the last 100, 150 years has kind of fallen out of favor. It is violent, to say the least. We have 14 characters out of the 21 die by the end of the show, kind of heinously, for the most part. it's in the genre called an Elizabethan revenge tragedy, which is more than just a, like you think Hamlet, you know, you think somebody on stage wondering what to do with his life, and he talks and talks and talks about it. This show, nobody really talks, they just go and get revenge on the person, probably by killing them. In the show. So it is action-packed. This is the late 1500s, early 1600s action-adventure movie. This play, actually, when it came out, this was Shakespeare's most popular piece. The crowds back then, they didn't like Hamlet. They didn't like the Macbeths. They didn't like those. They loved Titus Andronicus. So, and it is, you know, it's kind of a bloody good time, if you will. It's got one foot in farce because it's almost over the top, and it's got one foot in tragedy. There are scenes you'll be laughing till you're almost crying, and then the next scene you'll just be crying. So it really goes back and forth, and it's really fun because of the roller coaster ride in the show.
I would imagine you have to have some pretty committed actors to pull a storyline like that off successfully.
Nikki yes. only gets the best.
Well, clearly, they're sitting here. And, you know, I don't know if you know, Maggie's kind of a big deal, so.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, I will never die.
So let's talk a little bit to Maggie and Evan. How many years have you been involved with Shakespeare, each of you, and Shakespeare in the Park, I should say?
I auditioned for The Merry Wives of Windsor in 2010.
Yes.
And that was when Nikki and I met, and I, dramaturg, did historical research for All's Well That Ends Well.
Okay.
And this is my first year doing Shakespeare in the Park. I'm here because Maggie let me know it was going on, and we are actually, we are engaged, so that's how I got involved, through her.
Always drag the spouse along.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is a common trend at the Holmes Theater.
Yes,
you get the spouse involved. That's right. So are you actors in the play, or are you behind the scenes, or what is your involvement?
I get to play Titus Andronicus, which is really fun. It's an amazing role to play. I'm just grateful to get the chance to do it.
I play Titus Andronicus's arch-enemy, Tamora. So we spend a lot of time hating each other and killing each other's kids and all that kind of fun stuff, as happens in a Shakespeare revenge tragedy. And it's been really fun.
Well, hopefully mm-hmm. you'll get all of that revenge out of your system before you move forward with a wedding. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'll be okay.
So hopefully it's not going to be someday, you know, everyone's going to look back and be like, wow, I killed Maggie in that show.
Yeah.
Because he does kill her at the end of the show.
Oh. Yeah. It's been a real exciting thing to get to work with my fiancé, because we've both done theater a lot, but we've never really done theater together except for one scene in college, and it went so well. So to do an entire show together is really fun.
So Maggie, if you've been involved for a few years, how have you seen the productions progress and grow over the years?
I think it's all of the productions I've seen have been good. I wouldn't call any of them, I mean, community theater, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of the same people come back, which I think is a testament to the program that so many of the same actors come back, because it's such a fun experience. And so through that, a lot of the actors are becoming more seasoned. So even if they don't do theater outside of this, they get a lot of good acting chops just from doing this.
Okay. So Nikki, how have you seen it grow over the years? I'm just interested, since you're the director, how have you...
Actually, I think Maggie put it really nicely. It's getting to the point where there have been some years where I've had to teach basic acting to the group. This year, I haven't had to teach any acting to the group. You know, so, and it also speaks to the really high level of experience in the cast across the board. I don't know that we've got anybody in this show that this is their first show.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, we don't.
Yeah, so there's a lot. And you know, typically in the past, we're always welcoming of new people. You know, you want to give it a shot? You want to tread the boards? Mm. Absolutely. You know, we'll take you. And we'll teach you and you'll learn. But this year, it has been really fun actually having a fully experienced cast where it's, you know, I don't have to constantly remind them just the little acting things, or I can give them a direction and it actually happens.
Yes.
So you've mentioned the cast, and obviously we have two sitting with us. How many people are in the production? Do you know off the top of your head?
Boy, that's something I probably should know. 17.
Okay. And are most of them from Detroit 16? Lakes?
I would say actually the majority of them are Fargo-Moorhead
people.
Yep, we've got a couple people that are from Detroit Lakes originally, but have moved on. But yeah, I think the majority of everybody's commuting in for this commuter show.
That's how much fun Shakespeare in the Park is. We're willing to commute to do this and pay all this gas money just for the privilege of doing Shakespeare in the Park
with
here.
With nightly rehearsals, that's actually quite a commitment.
That is, so. It is a commitment, but it is a really fun group, and I think the way we all get better is we all learn from each other.
Sure.
And it's fun watching this group play.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's a play, but they go on stage and they play, and all of a sudden something magical happens out of that. They're building this chemistry with each other, and you know they're coming up with things that I'm not the be all end all for this. There's a lot of really creative, brilliant brains in this show, and it's just fun watching them kind of explode when they get together.
Cool. Do you have everybody's name listed on the Facebook page if people wanted to go to that and kind of see the names of who was in the production?
I can certainly put it on there. That would
probably
be a smart thing to do, huh?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
See, just right here that magic happened with an idea like that.
Because we all worked together and brainstormed. Right. It was good.
That's right. So you're talking about a lot of playing during rehearsal. I know there's some pretty intense fight scenes. We have some swords sitting on our table right in the office as of today.
And actually, we are going, I gave the cast instructions to wear old clothes to rehearsal tonight because we're going to play with blood.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to have blood packs, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It is one of those, it's stage blood, but it's not the squirtery ketchup variety. One of the guys in the play has quite a bit of experience with making it. It does look disturbingly real, so we do want to put that out there with the audiences. It's going to look pretty dang realistic, but it's kind of fun. But yeah, like you say, the fight scenes are very intense. There are some mature situations in this play as well, so I would think twice before bringing really young kids to this show, just because of the way some of the things happen, and it is very graphic.
Sure, sure. Maybe more of a PG-13 type show.
Yeah, uh-huh. I would say teenagers would be fine. In fact, they probably would really enjoy the...
Blood and guts.
Yeah.
I think that would be, you know, good. But I think younger than that,
A little too much blood and guts.
Yeah, I don't know how, you know... the storyline, I think they would understand the revenge piece of it. You know, kids get revenge.
So what is the moral of the story? Is there a message that it's trying to get across?
There is. And we've actually kind of written in a little... The youngest character, she's actually one of the people who survives the play. She does a little moral piece at the beginning and the end of... You know, it's a lesson of don't let things get out of hand. And this play is a situation of one thing leads to another, and it just starts to get completely out of hand... Literally, because we also have three hands chopped off in the show. So, the hand puns are getting really bad. The hand puns and the pie puns. Two characters also, after they are killed, are baked into a pie and fed to their mother. A little Greek tragedy in there. It's good. But, yeah, so the pie and hand jokes.
Yeah. We had a really good time at rehearsal. That's what that means.
This is just a slice of it.
I gotta hand it to you. That was really good.
Where did I get these people?
So not to put any pressure on you, but to put a little pressure on you, is there a scene that the two of you have together that you could give us a little taste of it? Or since we're a week out, how do you feel?
We are indeed supposed to be off book, so this should be something we should be able to do.
The revenge scene?
The revenge scene. Where would you like to start? I don't have a script sitting in front of me, so I can't. It's hard to think of.
We don't have. Okay, there's no. The first part of it, at the very beginning, there's no thing from Chiron or Demetrius, is there? So do you want to do that first bit?
And I think I could probably remember their lines enough to fill in.
Titus, I'm come to talk with thee.
At the bit with this, the bit before you knock on my door, that bit, the strange and sad habiliment part.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
The window?
Yep.
This is surprisingly way more nerve-wracking doing it for radio. If there were a bunch of people sitting in this room, this would be so simple.
Can we go sit on the other side? Put my director face on?
Right.
Face a little bit?
Okay. Thus in this strange and sad habiliment I will encounter with Andronicus and say I am revenge sent from below to join with him and right his heinous wrongs. Knock at his study where they say he keeps to ruminate strange plots of dire revenge. Say revenge is come to join with him.
Who doth molest my contemplation?
Titus, I am come to talk with thee.
No, not a word. How can I grace my talk wanting a hand to give it action? Thou hast the odds of me, therefore no more.
If thou didst know me, thou wouldst talk with me.
I am not mad. I know thee well enough. Witness this wretched stump. Witness these crimson lines. Witness these trenches made by grief and care. Witness all sorrow that I know thee for our proud empress, mighty Tamara. Is not thy coming for my other hand?
No, thou sad man, I am not Tamara. She is thy enemy, I thy friend. I am revenge, sent from the infernal kingdom to ease the gnawing vulture of thy mind by working wreakful vengeance on thy foes. Come down and welcome me to this world's light. Confer with me of murder and of death.
Art thou revenge? And art thou sent to be a torment to mine enemies?
I am. Therefore come out and welcome me.
Do me some service ere I come to thee. Lo, by thy side where rape and murder stands... Give me some assurance that thou art revenge. Stab them, or tear them on thy chariot wheels, and I'll come to be thy wagoner, so thou destroy, rapine, and murder there.
These are my ministers, and come with me.
Are these thy ministers? What are they called?
Rapine and murder, therefore call it so, because they take vengeance of such kind of men.
How like the empress' sons they are, and you the empress... But we worldly men have miserable, mad, mistaking eyes. O sweet revenge, I'll come to thee, and if one arm's embracement will content thee, I will embrace thee in it by and by.
Very good. So tell us when we can catch Titus Andronicus in the park.
Absolutely. So we open on Friday the 27th. That's the right.
Yes,
that is correct.
Right. Yep. Right.
One week. Yep. Friday the 27th.
27th at 7 o'clock. Saturday the 28th at 7 o'clock. Sunday the 29th at 4 o'clock. It's a matinee show, and then the following week we play on Thursday at 7 o'clock on the 3rd, and then we also play. Our last show will be on the 5th.
So on that note, it is in the park. bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair, bring something comfortable to sit on because there's limited bench seating, I know.
And the benches aren't the most comfortable.
Right. And tickets?
They're free.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.